Keystone Boys head coach and brand new athletic director, Jeff Holzhauer. And Jeff, how many years now is the head coach at Keystone?
This will be my 11th.
11th year head coach with the boys basketball program. Well, how's it been going so far?
It's been interesting. Our numbers are actually a little bit down this year. I know a lot of programs are kind of dealing with the same thing. We have some younger kids in our program where our numbers are huge in our middle school, but we have two juniors in our program, and it's been like that for a couple years. We have a good senior class of six. Our sophomores are a little bit down with six sophomores, and then we have five freshmen. So our numbers are a little bit down. We're a little bit thin, but I really like the kids we have.
Talk about some of those kids that you have.
Leading us will be Connor Rodick, who, Connor's quarterback of the football team. He was our leading scorer last year. He can do everything with the basketball. He handles it well. He shoots it well. He distributes it well. He averaged about 15.6 rebounds and 4.5 assists. So he did a little bit of everything for us last year. Our point guard's Grant Hartley. He's one of our juniors. Grant is a super athlete, and he plays. When you guys get a chance to watch us play, this kid plays with a motor like no kid I've ever coached. So the biggest challenge is to try to get Grant to slow down a little bit. Mm-hmm. He plays so hard and so fast all the time, and he's super athletic. So he's going to be a fun one. He's going to be a lot of fun to coach. Alex Nagel is a senior. He's been part of our program for 4 years now. Got a lot of minutes as a sophomore, was a starter as a junior. He does the dirty work for us. He's a tough kid. He's strong. He's fast. One of my track kids. He's a state qualifier, so he's super athletic. Then we have another junior, Brock Miller, strong kid, baseball kid. If he spent a little bit more time in the gym, he'd be fantastic. But he loves baseball. That's his passion, and he does a great job with it. Parker Bedeen, a senior who's been in the gym a lot for us in the offseason, a good shooter. Christian Beltran is a senior for us, is doing a great job this year. Jacob Linden, a senior. Logan Dooley is out again after multiple knee surgeries over the year, and he's a senior. So we have, like I said, we have six seniors and we have two juniors. And then we have Zach Shackelford, who's coming off a fantastic football season. But he hurt his knee the last game against Clearview, and we're still trying to figure out what's going on there. So we really miss Zach. We miss him a lot. Super athlete, lefty, super fast on the court, defends extremely well, can score in a variety of ways. So he's getting an MRI on the 25th, which is a couple days after our first game. So it took a little while to get that MRI scheduled. So we're going to cross our fingers with Zach. That will be a really big loss to our program if he's not able to go.
Yeah, that is very tough. I hope that everything works out for him. It sounds like you're going to be able to really get after it. I mean, I know tempo is kind of important to you usually. How do you feel like, the tempo of your team will be this year?
Yeah, we want to play faster. Kind of what Kurt was talking about earlier. We're very similar. We're small. You've never seen a Keystone team this small. So a lot of guys that have seen us this year are like, where's all the big Keystone kids? We just don't have them this year. But we have some good athletes. Yeah. And our kids, I've been so happy with how hard we've been playing. We're really scrappy. We really get after it. We're going to pressure a little bit more defensively, kind of like some of the teams that you used to coach against. I want to get up, and I want to pressure, and I want to trap, and I want to get up and down a little bit more than we have in the past.
Yeah.
So we want to try to run. I think we're fast. I think we're athletic. So we're going to try to sometimes junk up the game a little bit and really make it tough for offenses to run what they want.
I know your kids always play hard for you, and I'm sure this year will be no different. We were talking about with Kurt about volume shooting, green light, and I compared it to the no huddle offense in football. The more plays you run, how do you feel about this year? I mean, do the kids have a green light? I mean,
some of them.
Yeah, yeah. Some are greener than others.
Yeah, I still am of that old school philosophy where, I think shot selection is key. You want the right kids taking the right shots at the right times. Yeah. And that is the hardest thing to coach in basketball, to just have the kids understand it, because everybody wants to score. Why wouldn't a kid want to score? They all want to score, and you don't want to take that from them. But you want to put the kids in the best best situations so they can be successful. And that's the hardest thing. So I'm a big believer. We're going to try to score fast. We're going to try to score fast with our transition. But if we don't get that early, easy basket, I don't want to just force a quick one. So we want
to
get ball reversals.
It's okay to pull it out.
We want to get the ball side to side. I know Alan was talking about that earlier, and I think historically our good teams that we've had at Keystone do a fantastic job getting the ball side to side. And after you get the ball side to side a couple times, high school kids just don't play defense that long. And then you find breakdowns, and then those are the breakdowns that you attack. And that's how you can get that shooting percentage a little bit higher and give yourself a better chance of winning. So that's what we want to do. We want to try to score fast.
No shots.
We
want
to push it in transition. But then we have to recognize a good shot, bad shot. And if we don't get that good shot early, then we're going to try to swing the ball, and we're going to try to create scoring opportunities for each other.
Make that defense work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, Jeff, we really appreciate you stopping by. I see that hat that you're sporting. I think I remember seeing some pictures this summer. You were hiking mountains or something out in Montana or something.
Yeah,
right?
My girlfriend and I, that was something that she's wanted to do her whole life. So we went out to Glacier National.
Why didn't you tell her go ahead?
No, it was
a cool thing.
It was a great time. And you know, we did that for a week. And then the next week we went with a big group of friends and went down to Cancun with our families. And that was fun too. So, a little bit of traveling this summer. And, you know, that's why I coach all these sports, and that's how I'm able to go on vacation.
Yeah,
right.
You deserve
I'm just
it.
Teasing now.
Yeah,
I saw you with those tall trees out there, and I thought, but good for you.
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing.
That's very cool.
Jeff, you're a lot like me. Coaching was never a job. It was
no.
It wasn't work. But you do need breaks.
You do need breaks.
But I know it's a passion of yours, and it shows in the way you coach and the way your teams play. And I always enjoyed coaching against you and watching your team.
Well, I appreciate it.
You do a great job.
Thank you.
All right, that's
it.
Jeff Holzhauer, the head coach of the Keystone Wildcats. Jeff, good luck this year.
Thanks, guys.
Go get 'em.
Thanks.
All right.